Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I feel like you think that people are too hard on Matt Nagy. That's how our conversation came off to me.
Okay, two different things. OC of the Chiefs, I don't necessarily think he gets too much flack. I don't think he's the right guy for this job, certainly not at this particular moment in time. He doesn't have the answers that the Chiefs are in need of. That's a different conversation, though, than Matt Nagy as a head coach. I absolutely think he's getting too much flack as a head coach. Look at what he did when he was with the Chicago Bears with Mitchell Trubisky as his quarterback, man. Guys that have that amount of success with that level of quarterback, when we look back and we realize, oh, yeah, that quarterback was, like, not competent as a starter. Like, not just, like, was a fringe starter in the NFL, goes on elsewhere, becomes a journeyman. No, like, that guy can't start for NFL football teams. And then the other guy that he got that was also a first-round pick has now gone on to two other teams where he's also been realized, oh, yeah, also not a legitimate NFL quarterback in Justin Fields. So I think he had as much success as you could have possibly asked for in a franchise that hasn't had a whole lot of success over the last 15 years or so in the NFL. I think he's a fine candidate. Inspiring? No, I wouldn't go that far. But there are very few inspiring candidates available this offseason. So if the Titans, for example, hire Matt Nagy, I think they could have made a hell of a lot worse of a hire.
Yeah, I would be very disappointed if my team hired Matt Nagy to be their head coach, but that's why I wanted to have you on. I guess let's start with this. You said that you don't think he was a good fit in Kansas City. If you had to explain it to somebody, why do you think that Matt Nagy didn't work as the OC in Kansas City?
I think the Chiefs in this moment in time are in a spot where the NFL has adjusted to their style of play. I think this happens a lot of the time. You see the best team in the NFL, they're the rabbit, everybody else is chasing them down. And so the league adjusts and they say, we need to build our defense, for example, in this scenario, to be able to stop that team. And teams have done that. They have adjusted schematically to what the Chiefs are doing. And you see the two high and all these different things. We've talked about it for about 5 years now. The Chiefs don't seem to have the answers to that. And part of that is on Andy Reid. And part of that is on Matt Nagy. And I think it's because they think too similarly. When you put two guys with the same ideas into that staff and they are the like primary offensive game deciders, like they decide what the game plan is going to be, I think that you have too few answers for what defenses are presenting them. I think they need an influx of new ideas. I think you see this with any line of work, C-Dot. When you're with the same people, you're around the same people every day for too long, things can become stagnant. I would say the same thing's true in our industry. Like if you work with the same person every single day for a decade and you guys are just coming up with the same segment ideas, like over time, it gets a little stale and you get repetitive. So I think that's where the Chiefs have run into is they just have too many of the same ideas and they need new guys to come in and help them.
Who were some of the candidates that you would possibly throw out there? Because we were talking about Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. He's 46 years old. He obviously has a great relationship with Patrick Mahomes, where we know this. If you are high enough up in your company, you get to make suggestions to the big boss on who you want to work with. You would have to think that Patrick Mahomes is at least going to put in a good word for Cliff Kingsbury, where he at least at a minimum gets an interview. That's one name that's potentially out there. Who is somebody else? Who are some other ideas you would have at OC for Kansas City?
Yeah, let me start with Cliff. I find him to be really interesting. It kind of brings up almost like a new discussion point in the offseason, because Cliff at times has actually had a pretty successful running game. He just doesn't do it a lot. And I think that becomes a conversation for Chiefs fans of what do you actually want out of your running game? Are we arguing this offseason that the Chiefs need to run more, or do they need to be more effective when they run? Because if the argument is they just need to be more effective when they do it, well, Cliff could be a perfect candidate for that. He could bring in some new ideas, and he changes the way that you run the offense to some level of degree. We know Andy's not going to completely overhaul the offense completely. It's still Andy Reid. But I do find him to be an interesting candidate. Other than that, though, man, like if you just want an influx of new ideas, I think you pull from the teams that are having the success. Like Davis Webb is the, I think, quarterback's coach right now with the Broncos. Sean Payton's one of the best coaches in the NFL. Go pull from that tree. If you want somebody from the Rams coaching tree, Nathan Shielhouse, Kansas City native. I remember growing up watching him as the quarterback at Rockhurst. Like, bring him home. Have him be, I think he's a passing game coordinator with the Rams. Bring him in. Allow him to be your next offensive coordinator. But just pulling from those trees, the offenses that are having success, the McVay, the Shanahan, the Liam Cohen, like that tree right now, that's the one that's having the most amount of success. Whoever the name is, I think you just interview a bunch of candidates from those teams and see what you can get.
Right now, we're talking to BK here for a couple of more minutes going through. He and I were having I wouldn't call it a spirited conversation. We were having a slight disagreement about Matt Nagy, so I wanted to bring it to you guys on the air. Let's say that tomorrow, and I know it's not going to happen tomorrow, but let's say that the Chiefs announce a one-year, $12.5 million deal for Travis Kelce. Are you for it or against it?
For it, absolutely for it. What's the downside, really? He's still a good tight end. Like, C-Dot, whenever you get a chance, go look up the receivers in the NFL this year that made $12 million, right? Like, I think Tutu Atwell got like a $10 million deal. I think Deami Brown got somewhere around there as well. So if you're telling me, like, would you rather have the equivalent this offseason to whoever the free agent is this year that's your version of Tutu Atwell or Deami Brown, or you can bring back Travis Kelce, what would you rather have? I would just rather have Travis Kelce. I think he sets a floor for your offense. He's not what he once was, but he's still a good player. He still brings leadership in the room. Travis Kelce was like the 100th biggest problem with this team this year. Bringing him back on a $12 million deal, I would be 100% in favor of it.
That's interesting you say that, because I wasn't thinking in going wide receiver three. I was thinking if you were telling me that you can get Breece Hall for $12 million or Travis Kelce, I'd rather them go get Breece Hall.
Sure, do both. Like, I don't think you are limited to that degree. I think if you go get the running back in free agency, you can now just plan on taking a defensive end in the first round, and now you don't have to get that in free agency, which, by the way, I don't think is necessarily realistic anyways. It's not a particularly exciting defensive end class, so that's the way that I would go about it. I would absolutely go sign one of the running backs available. It's a great offseason to sign a free agent running back. I don't think you have to be limited for one versus the other.
What's your New Year's resolution?
In general, just like try to prioritize the right thing, spend less time on my phone, all of the classic things that people do that have kids that decide they need to reset their lives.
So you don't have one. That's what you just told us. You don't have one. That's what it was. I want to spend more quality time with my wife. Well, you don't have a New Year's resolution then. That is our guy BK from ESPN 101 and STL joining us in the show. BK, I appreciate you, man. Happy New Year.
Take it easy. By the way, keep standing up for a rush in the court. It's the best thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, BK. Run on the floor. We can't do that. It cheapens the game. Run on the floor. That's what I want you to do.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.